Are your beliefs shaping your world for the better or leading you astray? This question might seem simple, but the implications of our beliefs on our lives are very much profound. Welcome to another episode of WNM Podcast, where we hope to unlock your potential. This is episode 6 of our Rediscover series. Thank you for subscribing and choosing to tune in with us once more. We really appreciate your support. Today's episode is titled Wrong Believing versus Right Believing. Well, to try illustrate this concept so as to give you a much more relatable image, I would like you to picture two trees. One is strong with deep roots and a sturdy trunk, bearing fruits of wisdom, progress, and positive impact. This tree symbolizes right believing. The other tree, however, is weak. It has shallow roots and a wavering trunk, bearing fruits of confusion, misinformation, and stagnation. This is the tree of wrong believing. Right believing refers to an accurate understanding of the world around us. It aligns with reality and evidence. It's based on facts, truth, and knowledge. This sort of belief leads to wise decisions and actions. It's open to revision based on new information and promotes clarity, understanding, and growth. On the other hand, wrong believing is an inaccurate understanding of the world. It contradicts reality and evidence and is often based on misconceptions, biases, or ignorance. This kind of belief can lead to misguided decisions and even harm. It's resistant to revision, even when faced with new information, and perpetuates confusion, misinformation, and stagnation. To put it simply, beliefs shape our perceptions, actions, and outcomes. Right believing fosters a strong foundation for wisdom, progress, and positive impact, while wrong believing can lead to harmful consequences. So, how does one ensure they are believing right? Here are some Bible verses that help distinguish right and wrong beliefs. Believing in God. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. From the book of John, chapter 14, verse 1. Believing in Jesus. And without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. This you find in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. Righteousness, for with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. You can read it further in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 10. Faith. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. This is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. Doubting, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. We find this also in the book of John, but in chapter 3, verse 36. Lastly, false beliefs. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false. This is found in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 11. It's a complex and ongoing process. Base your beliefs on credible evidence, facts, and data. Question your beliefs, assumptions, and biases. Be willing to consider alternative perspectives, new information, and contradictory evidence. Regularly examine your beliefs, values, and assumptions. Consult with experts, scholars, and credible sources. Engage with others who have different backgrounds, experiences, and beliefs. Recognize your own biases and be comfortable with not having all the answers. Ensure your beliefs align with your values, actions, and other beliefs. And if new evidence or arguments contradict your beliefs, be willing to adapt and refine them. Bear in mind, this is not to say disregard all you have come to know, but instead take it as an opportunity of adding on or restructuring what you already know to be true. Stay curious, humble, and open to growth. So, just as we have reference to the Bible on which verses support the integration of these beliefs, let's take it further by expanding on this, which will allow us to see how we can connect these principles with biblical divination. Inasmuch as the Bible encourages seeking wisdom and truth, humility and open-mindedness, it encourages us to take it further by testing and examining beliefs and teachings, seeking counsel and guidance from others, embracing uncertainty and mystery. It emphasizes the importance of aligning beliefs with values and actions, and encourages repentance and changing one's beliefs and actions when confronted with new information or conviction. In conclusion, your beliefs are not just thoughts in your mind. They shape your actions, your decisions, and ultimately your life's path. Make sure you're on the right path. Embrace a growth mindset, seek knowledge, and be open to refining your beliefs to align with truth and reality. Until next time, on the next episode of Wisdom of Naive Minds, keep sharing and keep rising. Please don't forget to follow us on Facebook, follow us on TikTok, and share the episodes with your loved ones, so we leave no one behind as we journey ahead together. You can find the podcast under the Mzoart TV YouTube channel. For regular updates, please join us on our channel on the WhatsApp platform. You can find the link to this channel on our Facebook page. Keep smiling and stay tuned for epic episodes coming your way.